I just want to say to somebody this morning, whatever you're going through, God is able. What do you say? No matter what the storm, no matter what the mountains, no matter what the challenges are, I want to declare to you in the name of Jesus that you serve an awesome and mighty God. A God who can call nothing out of something. That's the God we serve. What do you say? I want you to take your Bibles with me and turn to the book of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. Verses 16 through 18, as we concentrate on the word this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. And I'm going to read in your hearing from the New King James Version. When you are found it, just indicate by saying amen. The Bible says, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing. Yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look for the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The story is told of a man who raised horses for a living. When one of his prize stallions ran away, his friends gathered at his home to mourn the loss. And after they had expressed their concern, the man said, "Praise the Lord, anyhow." A couple days later, the runaway returned with several strays following close behind him. That very afternoon, the horse kicked the owner's son and broke the young man's leg. Once more, the crowd assembled to express their sorrow over the incident. "Praise the Lord, anyhow," the man said again. Well, only a few days later, war broke out. The man's son, however, was exempt from the military service because of his broken leg. I've entitled the message for the hour, "Praise God, anyhow." Bow your heads with me. Father, this is your hour. This is your moment. This is your time to speak a word to us. I'm just a mere instrument to God, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you will just hide me behind the cross of Calvary and cause Jesus to be high and lifted up. Endow me with your spirit, O God. Place words upon my lips. Loose my tongue. And cause us to know that we serve a powerful God. For we pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to say that the Christian life is not only about roses. Do you believe that? Because sometimes as Christians, we believe that because I'm serving God in spirit and in truth, because I'm faithful in my serving to God, that God will not allow trials and hardship to come my way. And so the Christian life is not only about roses, but the Christian life is filled with thorns. It is filled with storms. It is filled with problems. It is filled with trials. It is filled with heartache. And sometimes life seems to pressure us, saints of God. Sometimes in our lives, the pressure can get to us. And the road of life can get quite bumpy and it gets quite slippery and dangerous. It is in these moments we ask the question, Lord, how am I going to make it? Have you ever asked yourself the question as a child of God that you are encountering problems and hardship and you know that you're trying your best to serve God in spirit and in truth. You know that you're trying to live the standard that God has called us to. But yet in the midst of serving Jesus, there are problems that comes our way. There are hardship that comes our way that cause us to doubt the very existence of God. And we wonder if it makes sense to go to church, whether on the Sabbath or on Sunday, if it makes sense to read the Word of God, if it makes sense to pray. And sometimes sense of God, the devil tend to pressure us and to cause us to doubt the very atmosphere and the existence of Jesus Christ. Job reminds us about that same question. Job says in Job 14 verse 1, Job says a man that is born of a woman, help me somebody, is of a few days and is filled and is full of trouble. And oftentimes we believe as Christians that we ought to live a life free of trouble. How many would like a life free of problems? I believe that the entire church hands should go up. Because all of us wish that we had no problem. Do you believe me? I think I need to get closer to you. Saints of God, we believe that we ought to be free of trouble. Do you believe that this morning? We believe that as life goes on, that as a child of God, I ought to rise in the morning and on my table there is breakfast. My account should be filled and so forth. But I want to remind somebody this morning that if you're serving Jesus, expect problems. What do you say? Job asked the question. Job simply says a man that is born of a woman is but a few days and is full of trouble. Mary was not dealt the best hand in life. Things have never been that easy for Mary. One day her life was turned for the worse. Late one evening, Mary received a disturbing phone call. For those who have children that are grown and may be following bad company, that in the midst of your sleep, while you're dreaming that God is showing you some great stuff in life, there the phone rings and you receive a disturbing news that your son has been killed by gunshot. And there Mary received the call that her son, her only son, was gone down between hostile gangs. Mary found her only son, Robert, cold, stiff body the next morning by her friend's backyard. Mary's world was shattered. Sometimes God allows problems and trials to come our way, not because God wants to hurt us. It is because God wants to teach us the lesson of trust in Him. What do you say? I want to say to somebody this morning, no matter what you're going through, no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what your trials and your problems, no matter what your mountains or valley, I want to introduce you to a man. His name is Christ Jesus. And the Bible declares that He spake and it was done. He commanded, somebody needs to help you this morning, and it stood fast. What an awesome God we serve. While on earth, God, the Son of Man, came to the sin darkened earth and performed miracles after miracle. He gave the blind sight. He called the deaf back to life. He turned water into wine. He parted the Red Sea. That's the God that I'm serving this morning. What do you say out there? I don't know about you, but the God I'm serving is a mighty God.
So God allows problems and trials and hardship to come our way. It's not because God sits on his throne and enjoy his to see his people suffer. No. That's not the God I serve. For John 3:16 tells me, for God so loved the world. Do you believe that this morning? It tells me that God is a God of love. It tells me that he's a God of compassion. And so God is teaching mankind the lesson of trusting. And the apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, Paul declares, and we know that all things, help me somebody, work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. When God sends trials, when God sends hardship, when your husband passed away, or your wife passed away, or your only son finds himself in trouble, God is trying to get your attention. So I asked Paul the question, Paul, what do you mean? What do you mean, Paul? What is the whole matter? How can a God who says he loves us says to me that all things work together for good? Paul, when my only wife is suffering from cancer, what is the good in it? And I want to see saints of God and friends of mine that the problem, or rather the lesson is that the God we serve is the God of faith. What do you say? Amen? He loves us. He loves us. And so, there is always a purpose for suffering. Do you believe that? Why don't you turn to anybody and say, neighbor, there's a purpose for suffering. Just turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, there is somehow a purpose for suffering. There is somehow a purpose to see my only mother on that bed suffering. I cannot tell you the purpose, but I could remind you that the purpose is to tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. What do you say? And so the purpose, there is a purpose. The hymn writer says, tis so sweet. Help you somebody. To trust in Jesus. Can you feel it now? Just help me somebody. Just, the hymn writer says, just to take him at his words. Just to rest upon his promise. The promise is that greater is he that is in you. The promise is that God sends not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Just to rest upon his promise. Now I know, and you should know too, that when earthly men and women gives a promise, Or rather, if one of the politician comes to you and say, I'm going to make you my right hand. Whenever you see him, you'll say, remember the promise? Am I speaking truth this morning? When someone gives a promise, you will remind them, remember the promise. You promised me to give me 500. It's a need. And so every time you view that person, you might see that person 100 yards and you will try your best to reach that individual and remind him, just stab him on the back and say, remember the promise. I want to say this morning that when God promises something, he keeps his promise. What do you say? Am I speaking to somebody this morning? If God says he's going to fill your cupboards with food, bear in mind that the only way you can receive the filling of the cupboard is that you need to trust God. Am I speaking truth this morning, saints of God? And so problems will come. We are truly living in restless times, isn't it? As I read the papers yesterday, discovering that young men are somehow disturbing the lives of the people of Nevis. So while we are in bed, we have one eye closed, one eye open. We are wondering if
some bandit or somebody will come. One thing I often say to my wife is that when we rest our heads upon the pillow, God will give his angels charge over thee. Do I have a witness this morning? So I need not worry about those who are breaking homes. I'm just keeping my faith and my trust in God. Because the Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And David says, I will say of the Lord, he is my, help me somebody, he is my refuge. I just want to encourage you that when you go to bed, remember that Jesus is your refuge. What do you say? Need not worry about who will come. If you trust God and you believe in God, in the midst of all the confusion of the world, lift your voices and say, I'm going to praise him. Anyhow. And so we are living in some restless moment of earth's history. These are painful and troublesome times. We are living in stormy times. David says in David, Daniel says in Daniel 12, Daniel calls it the time of trouble. And according to Revelation, John, the Revelator, says to me that the devil knows that his time is short. And so rejoice, he heaven. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. And so since problems will come. But what I like about problems is that problems will draw us closer to Jesus Christ. What do you say? I recall a man by the name of Job. It was discussed earlier during the Sabbath school lesson. But a man by the name of Job knew what it meant to go through hardship. And I don't think that there is any one of us who have gone through what Job has gone through. Anyone? Do you have a witness this morning? And the Bible declares in Job 1 that Job was perfect, upright. Job had a relationship with Jesus Christ. But that is how the devil works. And the Bible says that all those who live godly must suffer persecution. And so while Job is enjoying the blessings of God, what do you say? And saints of God, it is good to enjoy the blessings of God. What do you say? When God begins to show upon you blessings upon blessings upon blessings, lift your hands to the sky and give him praise and thanks. What do you say? Is there somebody who have received such blessings? God is beginning to bless and bless and bless. And sometimes we fail to give God praise and thanks. We come to church like we are sitting on some hard rock. If God is good to you, say praise the Lord. You know, what I notice with Christians and non-Christians is that non-Christians tend to give the devil more praise than Christians. Am I speaking the truth this morning? That when a non-Christian is in a party, he or she goes all out. Am I speaking the truth this morning, saints of God? When Christian comes together, they are afraid to give God thanks. Huh? Remember when the cupboard was empty? Do I have a witness this morning? And you get down on your knees and you says, Lord, I have some mouths to feed. And all the mouths and the eyes are watching me. They're staring me down. And Lord, you know, things are hard. I'm out of a job. The rent is due. The bills are due. The cupboard is empty. But somehow, by faith, you stretch and you touch the hem of the garment. What do you say?
And before you can say, ah, somebody knock and say, man. Do I have a witness this morning, saints of God? And in the midst of your pain and trial, there is some bags of grocery. Do I have a witness, somebody? And so while you're eating, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus. And so Job had everything. Job was just basking in the glory and the atmosphere of God's blessings. The Bible declares in one day, all what that man had, lost. And also while Job was having such a good time, just reflecting on the goodness of God, Job's servant came to him and said, Job, listen, we have some problems. But Job remembered what the bargain that the devil made with God. Because the devil said to Jesus, listen, you have a man on the earth, his name is Job. And this man is only serving you. Now, you know there are some Christians like that? This man is only serving you because of the blessings that you're giving to him. And Jesus simply said to the devil, listen, I know the man. And Job is not serving me because of his richness. He's not serving me because of the blessings. Job is serving me because of the connection. The devil said to him, we're going to see when the robber meets the road. Give me a chance with Job. Jesus simply said to him, okay, I'm going to allow you to test my man. But I'm going to give you one order. Never touch his life. The devil went out with a haste and speed, and as Job was enjoying the bliss and the happiness, news after news came to this one man, Job. Your cattle are all dead. Job, your camels are all dead. Job, your children were partying, and for some reason, some fire came down from heaven and destroyed the house, and all your children are gone. Job! And all what Job was simply saying to them is that God gives and God takes away. But I'm going to praise him. Anyhow, Job was seeking for some moral support from his wife. When Job's wife saw him down, and Job was expecting the lady to come and say, Job, God's been good to us. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just take him at his word. But instead, she says, Job, you like a fool. Why don't you curse the God you said and just die? And so Job looked at this woman and said to her, listen, you are like a foolish woman. The God that we're serving gives, and the God that we're serving takes away. Job says, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. I want to say to us that Job was in the spirit of praising God. What do you say, saints? He understood that God knew better, and with praise on his painful lips, Job says, though you slay me, help me somebody. Even though you slay me, Lord. Even though you take everything from me, Lord. Even though you allow boils from my head down to my toe. Lord, I'm going to praise you. What do you say? I'm going to praise you anyhow. I'm going to praise you.
I heard someone says nobody knows the trouble. Do I have a witness this morning?
Nobody knows the trouble.
I see nobody knows but, help me somebody, but Jesus.
Whatever you're going through in the midnight hour, when you cannot sleep in the midnight hour, when things are on your mind, when you're praying for that troubled husband or troubled son or that troubled wife, no one knows. They're seeing you for all the day. At work, you're smiling, you're happy. But in the midnight hour, behind closed doors, your heart is painful. Your mind is troubled. You cannot sleep. Some of us have to use some sleeping tablets because the problems are so big, are so humorous. But I want to say this morning that Jesus knows. What do you say, somebody?
Amen. He knows exactly what you're going through.
He knows the pain. He knows the trials. He knows the tribulation. All what you need to do is to just rest it at the feet of Jesus and says, Lord, it is bigger than I cannot control it, but I know a man who can control it. He did it for the patriarchs and prophets back then, and he can do it for you.
Sometimes we cannot connect the dots. We are faced with certain misfortunes. Some of us today, right now, have problems upon problems upon problems. Do I have a witness this morning? We have problems upon problems upon problems. Wives are disturbed. Husbands, we are the same. I just want to bring it home. Even our teachers, sometimes I pray, not sometimes, I do pray for the teachers. Because you are faced with some troubled children. You are faced with some troubled parents. Sometimes in the classroom, you just wonder if I'm in the right place. You tend to think, why am I standing before these troubled children? They're so rude and out of place. But I want to remind you this morning that as you stand before these troubled children, lift a prayer in your mind and say, Lord, I'm going to praise you. Can you say it, teachers? Can you say it, teachers? I'm going to praise you. Anyhow, I usually tell my wife because she's also a teacher. And sometimes when she comes home and I just look at her face, I can see the tiredness. And she would say to me, why, I had a rough day. I just said to her, sweetheart, just take the names and spread it on the bed and rest your hands on it and say to God, it's yours. Do I have a witness this morning? Because prayer changes thing. Teachers, the remedy is to take these names
and in the quietness of your moment, just rest your hands, ask God to anoint the hands, and rest your hands upon the names and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm presenting these children, because the devil seems to have a hold on them. The devil seems to have their minds under control. But I serve a bigger God. I serve a wiser God. I serve a God that nothing is impossible. And call them by name and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, work on the minds and work on the hearts, work at the home, work with the parents, work, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And you will see how God will begin to change things.
He in the midst of all what we are going through, I want us to say with assurance, I'm going to praise him anyhow. What do you say? Some of us, we don't know how to pay the bills. Some of us, we are at church, but the cupboard is empty. We are wondering how things will work out for us. But the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct whatever the situation, or whatever may be the situation. I want to say to us this morning that we can have a hallelujah praise. What do you say? Can I have a witness this morning? Have a hallelujah praise. Just lift your hands in the air and say, I'm going to praise God. Anyhow. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 18, the Apostle Paul was able to praise God anyhow amidst his trying moments. He says, we are troubled on every side. We are disturbed, Paul says. We are troubled, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. He says, we are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. It is when we are in the valley. It is when our backs are against the wall. We learn the lesson of how to trust God and exercise faith in God. David wrote it in Psalm 34, verse 19. He says, many are the affliction of the righteous, but praise the Lord, the Lord delivered them. What do you say, saints of God? There is nothing too hard for God. Whatever we are going through, you know what God loves? God loves when his children, in the midst of problems and trials, that they could still come to church and lift their voices in adoration. Do you know that? But sometimes we come and our faces are so long. We sing, but we are not singing. And that's what the devil wants. Are you with me this morning? The devil wants when God's children are together, they are murmuring, they are complaining, and they are saying, I wonder if God is real, boy. But I want to say this point that God is real. I don't know about you, but I have had experiences of God that he's real. He's real. Just turn to somebody and say, the God I'm serving is real. He's real. Shout it, saints of God. Let the devil know that the God we are serving is real. We're not serving a mumpy-pumpy God. We're not serving a God in a box. God is alive and the tomb is empty. What do you say? My God is not dead. He's alive. And what God wants is his children to give him praise and adoration. Keep on praising God. It is when we are in a valley. You know, sometimes it seems like we are fighting a losing battle. Sometimes it seems like the whole world is against us. Do you feel like that sometimes? You turn to the left and somebody is criticizing you. You turn to the right and somebody's backbiting you. You try your best to live a good life and somebody has your name all around Nevis. But in the midst of your name, among ungodly lips, lift your hands and say to them, I'm going to praise him. Anyhow, when the praises goes up, the blessings comes down. God says, I'm going to use your enemies as a stepping stone. So whatever you're going through, teachers and members alike, visitors alike, whatever you're going through, I want to introduce you to my God. Seems that life is hard.
But I'll just stop by to let somebody know today that Jesus himself says, in this world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And then he says that your light affliction, which is but for a moment, they are working for you a far and more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Isn't God good? God is good. Church, every problem, listen to me now. Every problem, every trial that we are going through, they are but temporal. And sometimes it seems like the wicked are prospering. Do you see? But I love how Jesus, through the inspiration of David, says, fret not yourself. When you see evil prospering, do not fret. Do I have a witness this morning? For the Bible says, they shall soon be cut off. And so we are serving God, but things are hard. I usually tell people and church members, you will never know if I'm going through a hardship. Because on my face, there is always a smile. Because I know in whom, help me somebody, I believe, and I'm persuaded, help me somebody, I'm persuaded that God is able to keep me from falling. David says, listen, we ought not to keep our eyes on the problems. Teachers, do not keep your eyes on the troubled children. Keep your eyes on Jesus. What do you say? Amen. Members are like, let's keep our eyes on Jesus. Why? Because David says, I look towards the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. I had the privilege of visiting your mountain. What do you call it? Mount Nevis? Nevis Peak? What was the name? Nevis Peak. When I went up at Nevis Peak, and I realized that the depth, I said to myself, Lord, it is the first and last time in Jesus' name. But the point, it was an experience. The experience in climbing the mountain, the experience in saying that while I'm climbing the Christian ladder, I'm going to encounter problems, I'm going to encounter trials. And as I climbed the mountain, I said within myself, why did I come to this mountain? But I remember that I wrote something in the outlook, give me this mountain. And I decided within my mind, I'm going to conquer the mountain of the Bronx in Jesus' name. And so, saints of God, when you're going through problems as Christians, as you climb the mountain, as you climb the ladder, you're going to encounter trials. You're going to encounter problems. People are going to backbite you. They're going to say all manner of evil. But look them in the eyes and say, I'm going to praise him. Anyhow. And within my mind, I'm saying within my mind, I'm going to climb the mountain. Anyhow. And when I reached to the top of the mountain, even though it was cloudy, I said to myself, what a God I serve. That's what the devil does to us. But remember, in the midst of your trials, praise God. Anyhow, Peter says in 1 Peter 5 and verse 17, he says, cast all your care and your anxiety upon God. Cast your problems upon Him, for He careth for you. Do you believe that? He careth for you.
Matthew 11 and verses 28 through 30, the Bible says, come unto me, all he that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. Abraham says, in the midst of my trials and problems, he says, I'll look for a city whose builder and maker is God. David says in Psalm 150, the psalmist calls us to praise him. He says, praise him in the sanctuary. Do I have a witness this morning? Praise him when things are down. Praise him when things are up. Praise him when your back is against the wall. Praise him when the bank is calling for the monthly loan payment. Praise him when Netflix is about to cut your electricity. Praise him! Let everything have bread. Praise the Lord. Trouble is in your home. Praise God. Trouble on the job. Praise God. Trouble in your marriage. Praise God. Trouble with that wayward child. Praise God. Trouble as you walk the streets of Nevis. Praise God. As you drive alone, give him praise and thanks. What do you say? As you come to church, you come to church with an atmosphere of praise. Even though you are hearing a member saying all things against you, look them in the eye and say, our several risen Savior is in the world today. I know that he's living. Whatever man may say, I see his hands.
Mercy.
Hear his voice of cheer and just somebody. You need to help the preacher this morning and just turn to your neighbor and say, and just the time I need him.
He's always there.
That's why John 14 says, let not your hearts be troubled. He believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I just want to encourage our teachers this morning that the God that you're calling upon is alive and well. And your ministry is like a pastor's ministry. You're going to encounter troubled children like I encounter troubled members. Sometimes you feel like going. Sometimes you feel like stopping. But the strength is Jesus. When you look at these children, your heart goes out for them. Amen? And you say within yourself, listen, no matter how bad he or she is, there is still hope. Amen? There is still hope. And so I'm going to give it my utmost best. It's like a pastor. No matter how disgusting our church members can be, I just say there is still hope in Jesus' name. Amen? Because we are imperfect. We are not perfect, and we are striving for perfection. And the devil is placing all these problems upon our children. But teachers, whatever you're going through, just give God praise. What do you say? Keep praising him. Keep praying. Never lose heart. Remember that the children before you, one of them can be the next premier. Amen? One of them can be the next pastor, the next doctor. And they will come to you. And they will say to you, when all the other teachers gave me up, you went the extra mile. Amen? You went the extra mile. I remember when my wife was working at a school, she had a trouble boy. Trouble boy. And teachers gave up on him. And she decided to go the extra mile. And one day the boy met her and said to her, "Teacher Landa, because you went the extra mile, I am what I am today." Never forget that God has called you as teachers to a ministry of forming minds and characters. So I challenge you, whatever you're going through, keep praising God. Take the names and rest it on your bed and pray for them. Like Hezekiah, spread the letter and tell God to begin to change minds and behaviors and attitude. Because God is good. What do you say? God is good. We need to keep praising Him. We need to keep praising God. Because the more you praise God, the more that you praise God, life gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. What do you say? I want to say to somebody this morning that the God I'm serving is a powerful God. And I'm just speaking by experience. The young lady who you saw singing, my wife, 2004 had a tragic accident. Plunged 314 feet down a hill. The Jeep total. Flew her to Puerto Rico, and the first thing the doctor said to me is, "What's your occupation?" And I asked him the question, why are you asking me about my occupation? He said to me, "The young lady that is in that room needs prayer." And I just looked at him and said, "I'm a preacher of righteousness." He says to me, "Well, you best begin to pray. And saints of God, I have seen God work miracle upon miracle, taking her from death to life. And today, I'm able to say, I'm going to praise Him anyhow." Whatever we are going through today, whatever the problems, whatever the mountains, whatever the valley, whatever we are going through, look the devil in the eye and say, "Devil, you can't stop me. You can't stop me. You can't stop me. Because my God is alive and well. He is able to keep me from falling and to present me faultless before the presence of the Father." I want to just have a special prayer for the teachers this morning. I want to thank you for coming to our shores and worship with us. But I'm impressed to just have a special prayer for you. Whoever you are, teachers, I invite you to stand at this time. Brother Sutton, just play something soft for us, something soft for us. I just want to just pray for the teachers this morning. I believe that God has called every teacher into a awesome ministry, a ministry of transforming life. And I thank God for the teachers who taught me, making me what I am today. Oh, let's bow. Father, we come to you today. We thank you that you're still God and there is none like you.
an awesome and a powerful God, a God who has all power, taking darkness and turning to life, light. Taking nothing and turn it into something. The God we serve is a loving God. A God who have extended life to us. Today we come in the name of Jesus. We come praising you. We come giving you thanks and glory because you deserve our praise. But Lord, we come more so presenting our teachers who have come to worship, and all teachers across the Federation, that God, you grant them strength and wisdom, grant them knowledge and understanding, grant them your Holy Spirit. Sometimes they are going through some rough times, some rough days and rough weeks. And they are giving students extra time of theirs because they want to see their children or students excel. But there are some students, they are so troubled, they are so disturbed. The homes from which they have come from are troubled homes. Lord, in the name of Jesus, visit every home this morning. Work on the hearts of the students. Give them a mind to learn. Give them an attitude to receive. May they not be followers, but may they be leaders, oh God. I ask, oh God, that you'll just anoint the teachers from the head down to the soul. Give them your Holy Spirit, oh God. Give them that inner peace, that inner power. Sometimes they feel like giving up. But God, I pray today that as they trust you, they will see that God is good all the time. Oh God, build a hedge around them. Protect them from danger or harm, even at school. Because even at schools, oh God, teachers have lost their lives. Children are coming to school with guns and knives and other weapons, oh God. And I'm praying, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, that you'll build a hedge around each teacher this morning. Let them know that the God they serve is an awesome and powerful God. So consecrate their minds today. Consecrate their will today. Consecrate their body today. Consecrate their homes today. Grant them that peace that passeth all understanding. I pray for those of our members, those of our teachers. We are going through some stuff. We are going through some things in our lives, but we are keep on keeping on because God is good all the time. So I pray, God, in the midst of our storms and in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our tribulation, we can still find some place in our hearts to say, I'm going to praise God anyhow. I'm going to lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. So Lord, like you make a way for the Egyptian, for the Israelites through the Red Sea, make a way for us, your children. Grant us, O God, the power to serve you, the power to hold on, the power to move forward in the name of Jesus. Because no weapon that is formed against us, it shall not prosper. We claim every promise from the word. We claim every promise from the word. And we believe by the grace of God that you will do it for us. By faith, we leave it at your feet and we ask to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves, because we pray it in the precious and worthy name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let the church say praise the Lord. Let the church say thank you, Jesus. Let the church say hallelujah. The saints of God, God bless you. Keep praising him anyhow, in good times and in bad times, for God is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his Father. God bless you.